A winding river snakes through a lush wooded valley. Titles appear. Valerie Bertinelli as Susanna. Personally yours. You are listening to video description on the SAP channel. This service is primarily intended for viewers who are blind or visually impaired. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV or VCR. Titles continue. Jeffrey Nordling is Jesse. Brittany Irvin, Ross Mallinger, Michael Welch, Emily Tennant, Donnelly Rhodes, Andrea Roth, Andrew Ehrlich, Lenore Zan, Marilyn Gann. Music by Don Davis. Production designer Sandy Cochran. Edited by Darren Klumach. Director of photography Felix Parnell. Co-producer Linda L. Kent. Co-executive producers Mary Ellis Bunim, Jonathan Murray. Written by Jill Blattevogel. Directed by Jeffrey Reiner. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Described by Paula Broussard, Matthew Lane, Justin Soule, and Stacey Perlman. Read by Gailey Heidemann. Downstream, a man and a teenage girl stand in the shallows as they fly fish. Nearby, a boy scoops the water with a handheld fishnet. Seated on the bank, a woman and a third child watch. As the man casts his rod, the fly fishing girl tugs on her line.
Help me with this line, please.
On the bank, the pigtailed blonde girl braids her brunette mother's hair.
Can someone help me with my line?
The woman ignores her.
Mom, I snagged my line.
I can't help you, Bridge. I'm tying this fly.
The boy with the net splashes his mother.
Sam!
Come on, Mom. Take the plunge. Come on, you're not going to melt.
Now you heard the boy. Get in this water right now. Hey, there we go.
Nice one, Dad.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Size.
Sam splashes his sister.
Gotcha.
On the bank, his mother shakes her head, grinning.
Oh, you are so dead.
Oh, I think it has caught us dinner.
Not the way Sam eats.
Oh, want me to catch a bear?
I actually think he prefers moose.
Ah. Well, Sam is a moose.
You really do look like a moose, Sam.
He's got to look like an elephant.
Gotcha.
As the man wades out of the water holding a fish, the brunette mouths the words, "Let's go."
Okay, guys, let's get packed up.
And what if I can get my line out?
Later, outside a spacious lodge-style home.
Bridge, you take care of that mess downstairs?
Yeah, well, I will if you buy a new suit for my Sweet 16 party.
Wait a minute, I never heard about this. What's wrong with my old suit?
We're in a style like last century.
Bridget brings a salad.
Please make him buy a new suit.
I've never been able to make your father do anything.
I never heard about this.
Bridget's mom takes over at the grill.
Want to cook?
Dad.
Come on, Bridge.
Seriously.
As Bridget faces her father, he wipes his hands on a towel.
Fine. You want me to buy a new suit? I'll buy a new suit.
Thank you.
Yes.
They hug.
Hey, there they are.
Oh, Bert, Ellen, hi.
Santa, so you're the surprise. What? Wonderful.
We haven't seen you in front of that grill for years.
We haven't seen that grill for years.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Jeff seems to think a seasoned grill means never cleaning it.
Bert hugs Susanna.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Later at dinner.
Do you guys know what a buffalo says to his son on the way to school?
Oh, this one again.
No.
It's a buffalo.
Bye, son.
Susanna throws her head back laughing.
Who taught you that one?
The middle-aged Bert and Ellen trade a grin.
Well, I, for one, have had a wonderful time today, but it's time we headed back home.
Mom, we don't have to go back yet, do we?
Yeah, honey, we do.
Oh, Mom, come on, it's summer vacation.
I can't miss the after-theater dinner crowd, and I don't want your father to make two trips.
No, I don't mind. I can take him back Monday night.
Please, Mom?
Oh, come on. Okay.
Jesse smiles. Bert looks over soberly.
Actually, Derek's due on Monday night, and I have to go to town anyway so I can home.
Is that one of your 10,000 grandkids?
Yeah, from Los Angeles. Jane's going through a pretty nasty divorce, and they thought he'd have a better summer up here with us.
So just what kind of after-theater dinner crowd is there in Anchorage, anyway?
Well, not that you ever noticed, but there is some culture to be gleaned in the city.
Yes, a lot more than there is to be gleaned out here in the sticks, I guess. I mean, not that I ever got tired of this. But...
Guys, come on. It was such a good day.
Susanna looks wryly at her daughter.
Sorry, hon.
Jesse wipes his mouth and stands.
Come on, Susan. I'll take you back.
Oh, we'll see you guys again sometime, okay?
Soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye.
Bridget smirks.
Well, if any of us thought that they might be getting back together, I think today pretty much killed it.
The kids exchange sad looks. Now Jesse's yellow seaplane flies over a wide expanse of mountains. Later, it descends toward water and skims the surface lightly as it lands. Now, a dock crewman ties a mooring rope to a pier.
Well, thanks for roughing it for the day. I guess we won't be doing that again anytime soon.
I don't know. What makes you think I ever had anything against the wilderness? I used to love it up there.
Couldn't seem to get away fast enough.
Yeah, 15 years is a real clean getaway.
Well, I guess that wasn't the only thing you were trying to get
away. Just do this right now. I already know this argument by heart.
Susanna throws her backpack onto the pier, then gets out. She retrieves the bag and walks off. Now in Anchorage, she enters a restaurant dressed in a black pantsuit. A worker approaches.
Oh, thank God you're here.
Matt.
Okay, the salmon's not fresh. Andrew dropped a case of Merlot, and the mayor just popped by with a party of 12. You had to wait half an hour.
Well, find a bottle of Merlot that didn't break and send it over to his table with my compliments. And why on earth do we bother living in Alaska if we can't get fresh salmon?
I don't know.
In the kitchen, she greets a blonde chef.
Hey.
Oh, hey. How was family day in the sticks?
It was great. Until Jesse started pushing my buttons.
How is Gary Cooper anyway?
Jesse is fine, and his cowboy charm wore off a long time ago.
Yeah, but not his good looks, though, huh?
Yeah, he's attractive, I'll give you that, but you try staying home through one too many week-long fishing trips and...
And then you come home and you go to bed with Gary Cooper. Look, I don't see the problem.
The chef offers a taste of soup.
That's good.
I know.
Try putting up with it for 15 years. I mean, he'd be working so hard to pay off the house, and then I'd be at home with three kids, alone, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, well, at least you had the kids to talk to. I mean, Rich used to go off on an oil tanker for 6 months at a time, you know? Well, it's been great. I mean, if I hadn't have broken up with him, I never would have gone to cooking school. I never would have met you and got this job and, well, a real life, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I'll take shaky financial independence over good companionship and regular sex any day.
It wasn't that regular.
Now on the lodge's front lawn, Sam and Hannah kick a ball back and forth. Sam looks to the sky.
It's dead.
The yellow plane passes overhead. It descends over a river and lands. Now a blue pickup truck pulls up to the lodge. From the porch, Sam eyes Jesse's passengers.
Rotten nerds.
Great.
Hannah, go tell Bert and Ellen that Derek came in early, all right?
Two adults and a teenager get out of the truck.
So, it's my house. It's nothing fancy, but you guys didn't come to sit inside. Hey, you.
As Jesse passes on his way inside the house, he touches Bridget's cheek. The teenager, a dark-haired boy, eyes Bridget sullenly as he enters. Bridget checks him out. Later on the porch, he stares off.
Derek. Derek. Come on and sit down, son.
Derek joins Bert and Bridget.
Teach you how to tie a fly. You haven't said a word since you've been here. How's your mom doing?
You talk to her on the phone every week, don't you?
Yes. But you see her every day. And it's hard for me to know if she's been crying when I'm talking to her on the phone.
Well, then to answer your questions, no, she isn't doing very well, and yes, she cries all the time.
As Bert blinks pensively at Derek, Bridget rolls her eyes.
He's just asking. You don't have to be such a jerk.
Since I'm here against my will, I think I can be a jerk for at least a few days.
Well, at least there's an end in sight.
Derek irritably looks away from her. Jesse arrives carrying a rifle and a case.
Well, the guys will be ready in a minute. They're on a video conference.
Later.
Hey, let's get packed up. Come on, time to go.
Found it.
Outside, Jesse loads fishing gear into the truck, then gives Bridget a hug. She follows Ellen inside.
Yeah.
Have fun, guys.
Ellen, how come no women ever want to stay at the Wilderness Ranch?
Women are smart enough to go to the Bahamas.
You know, because I've been thinking, if Mom and Dad are really over it, I think it's time we have to start thinking about the future. I mean, Dad needs a woman. He never goes out to the city, and they certainly never come out here.
What makes you think your dad needs a woman?
Because he's lonely.
family. Anna's right. Dad's a good-looking guy. He's probably got needs.
Oh, Lord.
How about a setup? Don't you have a cousin in Juneau?
Well, yeah, but she's 58 years old.
Oh.
You know, on the off chance that you're serious about this, what about...
Ellen rummages through magazines.
Like this.
Alaska Love? What is that?
As she opens it, Bert enters.
Ellen, you're bad.
Why, well, only buy it for the crosswords.
Oh, sure. Millions of men buy Playboy just to read the articles. That was a hunting and fishing journal, and a couple of years ago, somebody started a personal column that took over the whole magazine.
What kind of personal?
Well, you know, love connections. There's a lot of lonely men in Alaska, and a lot of women looking to meet them.
Really?
Sure. How do you think I met Ellen? Mail order bride right there.
Oh, stop that.
I still got the box she came in. Marked fragile, handle with care.
He's kidding. So what do you think? Divine inspiration?
On the river, one ranch guest yanks his line, which is caught in a tree. Jesse stares at him.
I got one.
Yeah. Yeah, good, good, good. All right, take her. No, easy now. Easy, 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 easy. That's it. Pull her in. All right, up.
The other guest holds up his catch, a scrawny 5-inch fish. Jesse furrows his brow.
Too small.
Nighttime.
Hey.
Jesse sits on Hannah's bedside. They play with stuffed animals.
All right, you. Lights out.
Did you ever get lonely, Dad?
Oh, sweetie, I don't have time to get lonely.
Don't you miss Mom?
It's a little tough seeing her like that yesterday. Brought back some good memories.
Like when you first brought her up here?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'd come up here to work one summer during college, and I just, you know, fell in love with Alaska.
You wanted to build a ranch, but Grandpa wanted you to work for him.
He sure did. Yeah, at that point, real estate sounded as good as anything else, I guess.
But Mom knew you'd hate it, so she didn't let you do it?
That's exactly right. She knew I'd go crazy wearing a suit and talking on the phone all day.
So you did it.
Yeah. We did it. You know, your mom stood right next to me when we told your grandpa. He got so angry. But he got over it. And your mom and I got married. And we had us three beautiful little kitties like you.
And then?
And then?
As Jesse averts his gaze, Hannah smiles expectantly.
Well, here we are.
Hannah's smile fades.
Hey, listen, you.
He gives her a pat and a kiss.
Mm-hmm. You sleep okay. Love you.
Love you too.
As Jesse turns out the lamp, pale light shines on Hannah's thoughtful expression. Morning. Sam, Hannah, and Bridget sit at the breakfast table. As Derek joins them from the deck, they look up. He sits, opens a plastic container of cereal, and eats a handful, ignoring the others. Wearing a blue terry cloth robe, Bridget eats from her own bowl of cereal with her eyes on Derek.
Morning.
As Derek keeps munching his cereal, the three kids exchange a look.
I said good morning, Grouchy.
Derek throws her a look.
Sorry. I didn't sleep at all last night. Did you guys even realize that the sun never went down?
Welcome to the top of the world. Yeah, for a couple weeks in the summer, we have almost 24 hours of daylight.
Huh. Cool.
Hannah looks up from her breakfast.
I couldn't sleep either. I don't think Daddy wants to be alone anymore.
How do you know what Dad wants?
Because he talks to me. He does.
Yeah, right.
Bridget looks from Hannah to Sam.
You know what? I couldn't stop thinking about that Alaska Love magazine.
Maybe we could send Dad's picture in.
Well, are you crazy? You'd have better luck auctioning them off on the internet. Only desperate guys do personal ads.
Bridget spots her father.
Oh, morning, Dad.
He looks over groggily.
Mm. Hello? Desperate guy.
As Sam watches, Jesse rubs his head sleepily.
Okay, what do we have to fill out?
Later, at the river.
Make sure she likes kids.
Yeah, if you find a woman with two boys, a girl, and a dog named Tiger, you're all set.
Now, how do we even know the dad's gonna have enough choices to be picky about?
Because we're really gonna sell him. He's handsome, funny, caring, giving, and he always makes you laugh even when I'm upset.
Oh, he put down that he's good in case of emergency. And remember when that guy from Ohio almost drowned, and then Dad gave him CPR and saved him?
That's good.
Hey, you guys didn't fill out the cultural interest form. Does he like music or art?
Bridget shakes her head at Derek.
Does he read any books?
He read me Curious George Goes to the Hospital last week.
I'll make up something good.
Now Bert and Ellen stare at the application.
So what does he have to say about all this?
The kids exchange looks.
You're not telling?
Well, it's not like he'd actually go along with it.
I think his reaction might be a tad bit stronger than I'm not going along with this.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. By the time the letters start coming, it'll be too late to stop it.
Man, you guys ought to sell real estate. Maybe even used cars. You got a real knack for making a fixer-upper sound like the find of the century.
But he is the find of the century.
Yeah, we're just worried no one will find the find up here.
What about your mom? Anybody worried about her being on her own?
Mom's different. She dates. Knows how to do all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now in Anchorage, Susanna walks with a blonde man.
So you had fun out at the ranch?
I did. It was really nice to get out there with the kids and stretch my legs and breathe the fresh air.
Hmm?
It's not to say I'm not having a lovely time ducking out of work today to go to the museum with you.
Oh, well, I'm very glad to hear that. That's not how I meant it. Well, I'm not trying to compete with your family or your husband or anything.
Ex-husband, and of course you're trying to compete with him. You're a man.
Oh, well, don't hold anything in, Susanna. Just tell me what you really think.
Is that blunt?
Oh,
sorry. I have been told I can be blunt.
Well, I'll be blunt, too. It's been 2 months. How am I doing?
You want the long version or the short version?
Grinning, she puts her arm in his. Later, they approach her front door.
Any chance a guy can bum a cup of coffee?
Can I give you a rain check? Yeah, the kids are going to be back soon and...
Sure.
Okay.
Actually, Susanna, I don't want to sound... I'm just being a really good Boy Scout here, but I'm also a boy.
I know. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I'm just trying to get used to this dating relationship thing.
And I don't want to rush something that's worth waiting for.
Thank you.
He leans in and they kiss. A 4x4 pulls up to the curb and parks. It's Jesse. As Susanna and Stephen share a long kiss, Bridget, Hannah, and Sam come up the front walk.
Mom!
They separate, and Susanna turns, grinning. Jesse walks up.
Gotta go.
Okay.
Call you later.
Thanks.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
The kids go inside.
Hi.
Hey, Mom.
Stephen shakes Jesse's hand as he passes. Jesse scales the steps to the porch.
Well, I guess I don't need to ask how the rest of your weekend was.
No, you don't.
It looked like he was, you know, was on his way in.
I asked.
Oh, yeah.
But he has to get up early for court.
Let me guess. He's a big defense attorney working hard to get those criminals back on the street ASAP.
Well, not that it's any of your business, but he's actually trying a big class action suit against one of the oil refineries up here.
Wow. A real job and principles to boot. Well, maybe you found what you're always looking for.
Maybe I have.
She smirks at him.
Don't you have a plane to catch?
It's okay. I know the pilot.
Night.
Yeah.
Susanna shuts the door. Later, the kids brush their teeth.
I've got a secret.
Oh, you do?
It's about Dad.
Wow. So spill it.
Hannah shakes her head no and walks away.
Good night.
Biting her lip, Susanna furrows her brow.
You know what she's talking about?
Hmm. Hardly ever do.
Good night.
Sitting in bed, Bridget holds a snapshot of her father over the cover of Alaska Love magazine. As Susanna peeks in, she hides it.
You know what Hannah's secret is?
No idea.
I don't know.
Susanna's gaze narrows.
You guys are up to something.
Bridget stifles a laugh.
Lights out. Now.
On her bed, Jesse's likeness smiles from the magazine cover. Now Bridget finds Derek sitting on the seaplane's pontoon struts.
Hi.
Hey.
So I ran into Bert at the store and he said you were here.
Yeah, I had to get some new CDs. It gets kind of quiet out there. So what were you doing at the store?
I was checking out the magazines.
Did you find out if they're going to print the article or not?
No, not a word. I got you something.
She hands over a gift.
Thanks.
He unwraps a black eye mask stitched, "Do not disturb."
It's so you can sleep.
I'm just going to take a wild guess and say that I look like a complete moron with this on.
It wasn't my intention.
Yeah.
Derek takes off the mask and smiles at Bridget.
Thanks.
Now in town with the Stanton kids.
All right, guys, here we go.
In a package store, their dad's picture is on the cover of Alaska Love.
Oh my God.
A bearded cashier watches as they leaf through the issue.
That is such a good picture.
In a photo, Jesse holds a fish.
Look at that one.
That's good.
So what's so great about the magazine?
Hannah shows him the cover.
That's our dad.
Your dad?
We're surprising him.
Man, you guys are in a world of trouble.
The kids look up.
Why?
Why? Bring it over here. I'll show you why.
Hannah gives him a copy. The cashier checks the inside cover.
A subscribership of over 200,000.
200,000?
And that doesn't include over-the-counter sales.
Are you serious?
200,000.
Rich, what's wrong? It turned out great.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, kids.
Now Bert and Ellen read the profile.
I'm looking for someone who likes adventure, barbecued ribs, and children.
Well, I'd write him a letter, I'll tell you.
As Jesse exits onto the deck nearby, they hide the magazine.
What? Oh, nothing.
Jesse eyes them skeptically.
You two need to get out more.
You going to town today?
Yeah. I gotta buy a suit for Bridget's party. Why, you need anything?
No, just asking.
All right.
Don't forget to stop at the post office. They called and said they had some packages for you.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't remember ordering anything.
As he leaves, Bert and Ellen swap a giggle. Now in the restaurant's dining room, Susanna types numbers into a printing calculator. The window behind her shows the blonde chef look in from the sidewalk. She enters the restaurant.
Josie, you're late.
I was detained at the newsstand.
What?
Josie shows Susanna the issue of Alaska Love featuring Jesse on the cover.
Oh, my God. Gary Cooper writes again.
Smiling, Josie tosses the magazine in front of Susanna and walks away. Susanna leafs through the magazine, her brow furrowing. She lets out a tiny gasp as she reads. Jesse appears in the window behind her. As she pours over the article, he enters the restaurant carrying two sacks full of mail. He drops them, startling Susanna. Jesse smirks and points at the mail bags.
I have 41 pounds of letters and packages from all over the country.
She stifles a laugh.
Any idea what's going on here?
Susanna lifts the magazine cover to face him. Jesse sits wide-eyed.
What?
He slowly takes the magazine.
Did you do this?
I have a sneaking suspicion it was your children.
Jesse tosses the magazine down and looks out a window.
I'm going to kill him.
He sees the fish photo.
All three of you. No jury would convict me.
Oh, man!
Again, he takes the magazine from her.
Oh!
Where did they even hear about a rag like this?
Don't look at me. That's not where I go to shop for men. Or even trade them in.
Jesse glares at her, then kicks a mailbag.
What am I going to do with this stuff?
I don't know.
Why did we decide to have kids again?
We were young and in love.
Jesse meets her gaze. She smirks and averts her eyes.
Come on. Let's go find you a suit.
In a men's store.
You sure about this? Gray?
Trust me, I shopped for you for years.
As Jesse exits a dressing room in a smart suit, Susanna's eyes light up.
What? Matters, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Let's just find you a tie.
What, no clip-ons?
She chooses two ties, then holds each one up to Jesse's open collar.
Mm-hmm.
She lifts his collar and drapes the tie around his neck. As Jesse looks down at her warmly, her gaze meets his. As they stand close, a hint of a smile twitches on his lips. Then he looks away.
Maybe you should think about getting some new shirts and some underwear.
I don't need a mother, Sills.
Well, maybe you do need somebody. That's what the kids are trying to tell you.
Well, why don't they just tell me? Instead of sneaking around behind my back.
He adjusts the tie himself.
Why don't you just read some of the letters? I mean, what harm could it do? Misguided or not, the kids went to a lot of trouble in a very sweet effort to help you.
Oh, I get to help you find somebody. Oh, that's right, you already have. How is Sebastian?
Stephen is his name, as you well know. And he's wonderful.
Well, maybe I will read some letters. Look at some videotapes.
He takes off the tie and shirt.
Granted, my future dating plans didn't involve putting out an all-points bulletin.
He's going to need those pants.
But there could be someone wonderful just waiting in that bag. Yeah?
He undoes his pants.
I seriously doubt it.
With a distracted gaze, he takes off his trousers.
Well, now see, that's the picture that should have run on the cover.
Jesse notices himself standing out in the open in his boxers.
Pants. Give them to me.
He tosses her the pants on his way to the dressing room. Now Jesse's 4x4 arrives at Susanna's house. On the porch, Bridget and Hannah look up. Sam notices from the yard as Jesse and Susanna get out of the truck.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Look who it is. Here, get this for me, will you?
Sam catches a mailbag.
Hey, get this one, too.
Letters spill out.
While you're at it, pick that stuff up. Hi there.
Hi, Dad.
You know, it was Bridget's idea.
Bridget's idea. You're all grounded. The rest of your lives.
Bridget and Hannah look on sadly as Jesse, Sam, and Susanna stop at the front door.
So, your mom wants to read some of these letters. Let's grab those.
A smile creeps across Bridget's lips. Later inside.
I can already tell you my type, Jesse. My late husband was kind of a cowboy. He smoked unfiltered cigarettes and drove an El Camino.
Wow.
What's an El Camino?
It's kind of a car, truck, hybrid kind of a thing. No one really understands it. I think we can pass on that.
Oh, here's one, Dad. I like to go dancing at the techno clubs and walking in the park. It's good. I know New York seems like a world away.
Pass.
Dear Jesse, my name is Chloe Walters. I'm 32, blonde, 5'8", and love the outdoors. I'm a marine biologist and spend some time in Alaska helping clean up after the Valdez spill.
Go on.
I'm enclosing a videotape so we can have a face-to-face encounter.
Well, let's throw it in.
Now, amateur video footage shows a blonde woman smiling out at us.
Hi, Jesse. I really liked your bio. But, you know, I started thinking, well, I bet a lot of other women will as well, so how do I make a lasting impression? Well, maybe I'm not really a marine biologist, and maybe I've never been to Alaska, but I do have this going for me. I hope you like it.
The woman starts to yank her top open. Jesse turns off the television.
I can't believe that woman just did that.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, ladies, have we learned our lesson today? Like, maybe this isn't the best way to set your dad up on a date.
Dad, they're not all going to be like this.
Not all going to be anything, because we're printing a retraction.
You can't do that. I mean, they're already out there.
Well, then you three are going to use your allowances to send every letter and package back.
What? Dad, wait a minute.
This is the last I want to hear about Alaska love.
No, Dad.
Am I clear about that?
They stare back with disappointed faces.
Now go to bed. Go on, go!
As he points out of the room, the kids file past, leaving their parents alone.
A little hard on them, don't you think?
Oh, and how exactly would you be if they tried to play Cupid with you?
I would have been a little upset.
Jesse cocks his head disbelievingly. Susanna cracks a grin.
Okay, I would have gone ballistic.
Thank you.
On his way out, he grabs his jean jacket.
Good night, Jesse.
Night, Suze.
He halts and looks to her as he puts it on.
Thanks for all the help today.
You're welcome.
He smiles and shakes his head. Susanna follows his departure with a warm grin. At the lodge, he drops the mailbags before Bert and Derek.
Look, I...
No, don't say it.
Look, I tried...
Not a word.
I tried to talk him out of it.
Oh, really?
No.
I'm sorry.
Jesse flops into a chair, then looks at them with a perplexed gaze.
Are you expecting anyone?
Oh, you've had about a dozen lady callers. I got all their names and numbers. Three of them just flew into Anchorage, wanted to know how to get out of here right away, but I just played dumb.
Please, tell me that's a joke.
No.
What? How did they find me?
The magazine must have leaked your telephone number to the internet. Oh. It's only going to get worse from here.
Here they come.
Jesse glowers, then answers the door four times to four different women.
Oh, my God, it's really you. I can't believe I'm really standing here and you're standing there. And I brought you these cigars because I thought flowers. No, he's a man.
I thought chocolate. No, he might be a diabetic. You aren't, are you? Diabetic, I mean.
Excuse me, who are you?
Maisie Leatham from Chester, Pennsylvania. You didn't get my message. For 5 years, I've been reading Alaska Love, looking for Mr. Right.
I've been divorced for 6 years now, and you know how tough the single scene is.
All these blind dates and trying to figure out what's in and what's out, and, you know, trying to always watch what you eat, what you understand.
Excuse me, how did you get out here?
Oh, Mr. Langley was sweet enough to fly me in on short notice.
You know, he has his own plane. Isn't that amazing?
Every third person in Alaska has his own plane, Maisie.
Yeah?
And listen, about the article, I'm afraid there's been some mistake.
We see four views of Jesse's front door closing simultaneously on all four of the women. Now in town, his 4x4 parks in front of a general store. Jesse gets out and crosses to the sidewalk. A plump, stylish woman makes eyes at him as she crosses his path. To his left, he notices a seated woman checking him out. To his right, another woman in a floral dress eyes him and nonchalantly touches a flower and plant. As he enters the store, she stalks him. He sees her browsing several yards away. When he steps outside, she steps outside. He re-enters.
Hey, Ruby.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
How are you?
I get your order for you.
A gangly shopper in red smiles at him. As she leaves, Jesse glimpses the woman in floral print watching near long wooden totem pole souvenirs. As Ruby bags Jesse's purchases, the plump, stylish woman makes eyes at him from a lunch counter.
There you go. Oh, Jesse. Got some mail for you.
Ruby sets out another full mail bag, raising her eyebrows. Jesse drags it off the counter. As it plunks off the edge, the bag's weight yanks his arm downward. Outside, he finds the gangly woman seated in his 4x4.
Jesse?
I'm Margaret. I just flew in from Tampa to meet you. I hope that's all right.
Well, Margaret, that's very ambitious of you. But I don't know what universe that would be all right in.
That's awfully rude after I flew 3,000 miles to meet you.
First of all, Margaret, I didn't ask you to, okay? Second of all, I was polite to the first dozen women who did it. Now I'm just fed up.
He directs his shout to the streets.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
He opens the door.
Me.
With a sad frown, Margaret gets out. As she bashfully walks away, Ruby approaches.
Jesse!
What?
Don't bark.
I'm sorry.
Receipts.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I see any more women stalking me. I'm going to shoot first and ask questions later.
You're living the dream of every damn man in Alaska. Still, you're not happy.
Ruby leaves Jesse standing on the sidewalk. Margaret lingers nearby. As she smiles eagerly in his direction, he heads to his truck.
Mm.
at the restaurant.
Last weekend, this woman came all the way from Spain and pretended to be on a fishing trip. She was wearing this long dress and these high heels.
And of course, Dad knew why she was there, but still took her fishing anyways.
She lost her fancy shoes in the mud.
God, I can't believe you guys are doing this to your father. You know what? I am glad he's meeting new women. I think he's kind of enjoying it.
Nearby, a woman sits alone.
Dad puts on a really good show, being all kicked off.
Yeah.
But he likes the attention.
Yeah, hold that thought.
The woman reviews proof sheets as Susanna approaches.
Is there anything else I can get you?
Oh, another cup of coffee.
Okay, great. Are you a photographer?
A photojournalist, actually. These guys are climbing a glacier. I'm going to go along and document it.
Oh. That's... You work for that magazine?
They eye a copy of Alaska Love.
Oh, hardly. No, my sister gave me this as a joke.
She admires Jesse's photo.
I have to admit, this bachelor looks pretty good. He's probably airbrushed.
No, actually, he... That's pretty much what he looks like.
You know him?
Mm-hmm.
You think you could introduce me?
The woman looks up eagerly at Susanna. Later, Jesse sits alone at a table in the restaurant. As he pours over a pad, the blonde woman enters and looks around. In the back, Susanna notices. Her gaze shifts thoughtfully to Jesse. Then she strides forth. Susanna greets the photojournalist by the door and leads her to Jesse's table.
Hey again.
Hey.
Jesse, this is Gina. Gina, Jesse. Gina's in town for a few days and she wants to see the site, so I thought, why not the expert? You can show her the lay of the land.
Great, absolutely. Here, why don't you join me? Why don't you get rid of some of this stuff here?
He hands his plate to Susanna.
Thanks. Here.
Thank you. This is for you. This is very sweet of you. Thank you.
That's all right.
Susanna takes the plate to the kitchen. With a glum gaze, she peers back through the swinging door's window. Gina and Jesse smile as they chat. In the kitchen, Josie steps up behind Susanna.
So tell me something. I'm kind of curious. Why on earth have you decided to back one of the horses vying for your ex-husband's affections?
I don't know. Maybe the kids had it right. Maybe Jesse is lonely.
Hmm.
I mean, she seems nice.
And people thought that.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Josie leaves her at the window. Susanna takes a deep breath, still watching her ex-husband. Now on a bridge, Derek and Bridget walk together.
So is your eye mask helping you sleep?
Yeah, I'm getting used to this 24 hours of daylight. Kind of like it now.
Oh, you scared of the dark?
My parents always fight at night. That's when they fight most, I mean. What was it like when your parents split up?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I knew my mom felt cut off from the world out here. And my dad was always working so hard trying to keep the business going. I don't know, I guess there's a lot of things that go on that we don't always know about.
And they stop caring if you know or not. My parents started screaming all the bad things at each other, and that's all I could hear.
It wasn't more like that with my parents. It just kept getting quieter and quieter.
End result's the same, I guess.
Bridget looks at Derek and nods. They reach the woods at the end of the bridge.
January fell away.
Now at the restaurant, Bridget mingles at her party. Bert directs her toward her mother. As Jesse joins the family, Stephen watches from a table. As Derek smiles at them, Bridget greets a guest. Bridget and her friend walk off. Derek's eyes follow her. Bridget meets his intent gaze. Now Stephen looks toward the window where Susanna chats with her ex-husband and straightens his tie. She smiles in Stephen's direction and he reciprocates. Susanna walks off. Left alone, Jesse notices Hannah nearby and hugs her. Now Susanna joins Stephen and kisses his cheek. Meanwhile, Derek subtly licks his lips as he holds eye contact with Bridget. The birthday girl goes to him.
Hey. Having fun?
Yeah. Happy birthday. You look good.
Susanna smiles at them socializing. Later, as they all eat, Bert jiggles a mushroom on his fork.
Bert? I say bravo to Josie.
Gina arrives and approaches the celebration table.
What did the mobster...
Oh, Sam. Here we go, Sam.
Sam,
I don't
honey.
Want
to hear it.
It's her birthday.
Oh,
she it's said
yeah. Oh, come on.
Hi.
Hey.
I can make it after all.
Oh, wow. Oh. Here, let me...
Susanna watches as Jesse springs up to greet her.
Wow, hi.
I hope it's okay.
No, it's fine. Imagine this. It's great. Good to see you. Yeah. Come on, let's make room here. Here, we'll just slide everybody down. No, here, why don't you...
He sits, then gets up to let her sit first.
Everybody, this is Gina.
Hi. Hi.
Nice to meet you. Everybody. This is Bridget, it's her birthday. Vision pink.
Happy 16. Birthday. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know Susanna.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's our little girl, Hannah.
Hannah smiles at her. Jesse chews his food and faces Gina.
Susan and I got divorced 2 years
Mom,
ago.
Mom, I have two shitty times.
So she's helping you meet other women now?
It was an amicable divorce.
I see.
I see.
Jesse pulls Gina close, leaning her head against his. Susanna sadly watches them. Later, Susanna carries in a large sheet cake.
Cake coming through? Oh.
She puts it on a table by a vase of flowers and some balloons.
Yes. Hey, time to sing happy birthday to the birthday girl.
Susanna and the guests look around the room.
Bridget? Bridge?
Where's Bridget?
Jesse glances around.
Where's Derek?
Outside, Derek and Bridget sit necking. Susanna and Jesse arrive through the restaurant's back door.
Whoa, hey.
Bridget,
hey,
honey.
Break it up.
Bridget.
Jesse glares.
Honey, you have guests inside.
Derek gives a queasy half smile. Then he and Bridget swap a look. The two teenagers file back indoors between the parents.
We'll talk about this later.
Susanna and Jesse remain on the back alley steps as they watch the kids disappear into the dining room.
Oh, oh my God.
Susanna leans on Jesse.
Oh, my God. My little girl.
Break it up.
That was the first thing that came out.
Well, nothing happened. They're just trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, well, I don't want them to figure it out too quickly.
Susanna smirks tenderly after their daughter, then at Jesse.
So I see you invited Gina.
Yeah. That introduction you made was under false pretenses. Thought she was a friend of yours.
Well, now she's a friend of yours. Seems to be going okay.
Jesse leans his face inches from hers.
Just curious why you'd care how it's going. Why you practically arranged the whole thing.
I just want you to be happy.
Well, can't argue with that.
Jesse heads indoors, and Susanna follows with an ironic smile. Later, Bridget writes, seated in her pajamas. Her mom lies across the bed.
Hi.
Hi.
So you want to talk about what happened at your birthday party?
No.
Bridget stifles a smile and waggles her pen in her fingers.
You have anything you want to ask me? Why don't you tell me about Derek?
Okay. I mean, I really like him a lot, and he's great to talk to. Now that he's actually talking.
How do you feel when you're with him?
I feel good. You know, kind of safe.
Mm.
Which is weird because he's really insecure and his family's a mess. He doesn't even live here.
But none of that matters.
No.
Hmm.
I don't know if sex is like love or if it's just something you do to get out of the way. I mean, with both of our parents split up and everything, we kind of wonder, you know, can people actually make it work anymore? Hmm. Not
that I want to marry Derek or anything.
Oh, no. We're just talking about the sex part. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, obviously, I think you should wait. Take your time. It's a really big step, honey. And I'm just old-fashioned enough to think that love comes first, and then the sex.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Good.
As Susanna squeezes Bridget's arm, the girl bashfully rolls her head. The relieved mother brushes some hair off of her daughter's cheek, then leaves. Bridget gazes thoughtfully and smiles to herself. Morning. Susanna sits at a table, her chin propped on her hand. A coffee cup sits within reach, surrounded by scattered paperwork. Susanna rubs her lips, then gazes at Jesse's photo on the cover of Alaska Love.
Hi, I'm Gina. I'm a photojournalist. I'm a size one, and your ex-wife just handed me to you on a silver platter.
Susanna strokes her chin. Her eyes shift as she nibbles her thumbnail, then she gets up. Wringing her hands, she crosses to a computer by the refrigerator and sits at it. She strikes a button and readies her fingers on the keys. Susanna stares at the screen. A faint smile crosses her lips, and she takes a deep breath. She types a single word, "Dear," the cursor blinks. The cursor moves as she types four more words, making the first line, "Dear Bachelor of the Month." On a hillside.
Hanging out here as bad as he thought it would be.
Well, at least Gramps has a satellite dish.
Yeah, right. Everybody comes to Alaska so they can get five HBOs.
Forested mountains stretch all around them.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I guess living in Alaska does have a few good points.
This is pretty cool. It's better than Hollywood Boulevard, even Venice Beach. I guess I can see how you can stand out.
By the river, Gina fly fishes. Sam watches her cast her line.
See, you want it to move really naturally, so the fish just thinks that it's a fly lazing in the water. All right?
Okay.
You're doing good. You're doing really good.
Resting against a log, Jesse closes his eyes and smiles. Later on the deck, Gina joins Jesse's family and friends for a meal. Taking a bite, she grins.
Everybody all right?
Yeah. You got this. Mm-hmm.
Jesse points to Gina.
Yeah,
thank you.
Now on a dock, Gina kisses Jesse, then heads toward a white and red seaplane, back at the lodge.
So, Dad, how come Gina had to go back?
Well, she does have a job, you know, outside of entertaining you guys.
But she's coming back, right?
Hannah raises her brow.
I take it that means you like her?
Of course we do, Dad. So what's the scoop?
Jesse faces Bridget's inquiring eyes.
The scoop is... Gina's fantastic. You bloodhounds can call off the search.
Later at Susanna's house.
And then Dad said we could call off the search. Gina's the one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Susanna turns off Hannah's bedroom light.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Mom.
As she leaves, Susanna's gaze drops. Sam passes his mother, then looks back.
You okay, Mom?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
She enters Bridget's room.
Hi.
Hi.
So, what happened with Gina?
Oh, we had a great weekend, and then she had to leave for her job.
Right.
So your dad likes her, huh?
Yeah.
As Susanna purses her lips, Bridget studies her face.
Mom, are you jealous?
No, I'm not jealous. I just, you know, I hear she's the one, so obviously I'm going to be curious.
Well, he has fun with her, but beyond that, I don't know.
Susanna nods.
Okay. Good night, honey.
Night.
Daytime in the general store.
Are you sure there's no way I can stop this? I mean, this is harassment.
We have to give it to you. What you do with it from there is up to you.
Ruby slides over a bundle of mail. Jesse irritably snatches the letters and walks out. Later at the lodge, he sits at a desk. Jesse drinks from a mug. then picks up the pile of letters and moves them aside. Some mail falls to the floor and he picks up an envelope. The address label reads, Jesse Stanton, father of three. Knitting his brow, the bachelor checks the return address. It reads, Sarah Jennings, P.O. Box 3527, Anchorage, Alaska, 99801. With a curious frown, he rips open the envelope and pulls out the letter. Jesse unfolds it and sits back.
Dear Bachelor of the Month, I'll start out by admitting that I'm already embarrassed about writing this letter, but you'll never guess exactly why. Something in your bio really touched a chord in me. I'm also divorced with three kids. I love what the article said about you never giving up on your dream of building a ranch in paradise. My husband and I shared some pretty amazing dreams at the start. You seem to be proof that people can move on. You've made your dream a reality. That gives me hope. Take care. Sarah Jennings.
Jesse shifts his eyes and examines the piece of paper in his hand. Now, Susanna enters a building and approaches a wall of post office boxes. With a key in hand, she unlocks one and pulls out the drawer. She smiles faintly as she finds a letter inside.
Dear Sarah, I'll start by saying that you're the first woman I've replied to since the Alaska Love article was published. And it's not just because you're the first sane one. I don't really know how these things work, but your words struck a chord in me, too. You really seem to understand the pure joy I get from what I do. That the picture on the cover isn't a gimmick. I may not be making a fortune, but I'm living my dream every day. Sincerely, Jesse Stanton. P.S. I have some regrets about my past as well. It's good to know I'm not alone.
As Susanna sits on her porch reading, Sam runs up the front walkway and approaches his mother.
Whoa. Hey, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Nothing.
She covers the letter.
Okay.
As Sam heads into the house, Susanna looks down at the letter and smiles.
Dear Jesse, thank you for the reply. If I'm truly the only one, I'm flattered. And it's not such a miracle that I can tell what you really like. I can see the integrity in you. The love you feel for your family and friends. When you said, I may not be making a fortune, but I'm living my dream every day. It made me wonder if maybe I gave up on my dream too quickly. Okay, I'm gonna stop before I really embarrass myself. Take care, Sarah.
Jesse looks up from the letter, his brow cinched. Now at the river.
What's wrong?
Bert sits on a log. Jesse skips stones.
Been exchanging letters with this woman, Sarah.
Cool. You wrote one back. Must be something special.
Jesse hands Bert a letter. His friend unfolds the paper and reads.
Why don't you see this one?
Jesse tosses a stone from hand to hand.
I don't know.
Well, I think I do. And it's got nothing to do with this Sarah, or even Gina, as nice as she is. You got another woman on your mind, Susanna. You still love her. Why don't you just admit it?
As Bert hands back the letter, Jesse averts his gaze.
I've been watching the two of you, and I don't get it. Of course, I didn't get why you broke up in the first place, but all the signs are there. At Bridget's party, I thought the two of you were going to sneak away and make out.
Well, Susanna was my life for a long time. See, that's the point, though. She's my past. I think Gina's my future.
Well, if you were happy with that arrangement, why are we having this conversation?
We're not.
Jesse throws the stone.
This never happened.
He walks away from Bert. Now, at Susanna's house, Sam enters the kitchen. He opens the refrigerator, stares at its contents, and pulls out a bag. Sitting down at the nearby computer, he reaches into the bag and takes out a piece of American cheese. As he bites into the slice, Sam looks at the computer screen. Its desktop shows a folder labeled Letters. Sam clicks on it, opening a new window. He then moves the cursor and scans through a series of folders. He stops on one labeled G. Cooper Letters. Shifting in his seat, the boy looks over his shoulder. He faces the screen and clicks on the highlighted folder.
In another window, two folders read Letter 1 and Letter 2. He clicks on one.
Dear Jesse, I've been trying to get you out of my head, but it isn't working very well. If you're having the same problem, meet me for lunch at Jenny's Cafe in Anchorage on Tuesday, the 10th, at 1 p.m.
The last line reads, I'll be wearing red. Sam's lips part. Now Jesse walks down a city street. The bachelor looks around, then heads into a cafe. Jesse removes his jacket and takes a seat next to the front window of the establishment. Now wearing a red dress, Susanna heads toward the cafe.
If the server gets to you, will you know it's from me?
Across the street, Sam follows his mother on his bike. As she walks, Susanna rubs her hands together. She stops just before the cafe window and stares at Jesse inside. Susanna runs her hands through her hair and takes a deep breath. Inside the cafe, Jesse sits alone with his head resting against his hand. Outside, his ex-wife stands on the sidewalk, visible just beyond his shoulder. She glances through the window, then looks away. Jesse's gaze shifts around the cafe. No one could love you more. Susanna knits her brow and wrings her hands, frozen on the sidewalk. Sam watches her as he stands in his helmet by his bike. Susanna stays put, out of Jesse's view. As he shifts at his table alone, Susanna's face grows anxious.
I'm so lost.
She turns around and walks away from the cafe. Staring, Sam watches his mother flee. Inside the cafe, Jesse moves a vase of flowers and looks toward the door. Now Stephen and Susanna meet downtown.
Well, I won the case. They said it was unwinnable. I won it.
Congratulations.
Oh. Of course, you know what that means. Gotta head back to Boston pretty soon. But, hey, Boston's a great town. We got museums, we got restaurants, you name it, we've got it. I want you to come with me.
Susanna swallows.
Think about it. You can hop on a train and be in New York or D.C. in a couple of hours. We got schools. Your kids would love it. Some of the best schools in the world there.
Stephen, my whole life is here.
You can make your life anywhere you want. You can. I'm crazy about you. You know that.
Stephen, I can't. I'm sorry.
A smile fades on Stephen's face and he nods.
Well, I can't say it comes as a total shock. I mean...
She lowers her head.
Maybe I should have advertised in that magazine, too.
This has nothing to do with my husband.
Ex-husband, isn't it?
Susanna shifts her eyes, then closes them.
Well, this sure isn't how I saw this day ending.
I'm sorry.
At the lodge, Sam walks in on Bridget and Derek kissing.
We need to talk.
Do you mind knocking, please?
Mom has been writing letters to Dad pretending to be someone else.
Yeah, right.
No. I saw the letters, and I followed her yesterday. She arranged a lunch, I guess, to tell him, and then just bailed on him.
Well, why would she do something like that?
Because we screwed up.
Mom still loves Dad.
So you mean we set Dad up with some new girlfriend when we could have been setting him up with Mom?
Do you guys even watch your parents when they're together? Of course they're still in love. My parents, not in love. The only problem is your parents happen to be divorced.
Okay, well, you know, maybe it's not too late. I mean, and Dad, he likes Gina, but there might still be time.
Time for what?
Now at the river, Sam and Hannah walk with Gina.
Gina, you really like our dad, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Has he told you about his little problem?
What's his little problem?
He has 6 toes on each foot.
Oh, really?
No, seriously, it's some genetic thing. I mean, none of us got it, but if he has any more kids, he could pass it on to them.
Now with Bridget and Jesse.
So Gina was saying her whole family lives in Chicago. Brothers and sisters, everyone. Sound pretty close. You know, I bet you'd have a hard time leaving.
Derek helps them carry firewood.
Well, your mom left her family behind in Seattle. You know, sometimes a woman wants some independence, you know, so she can start a family of her own.
Yeah, but that was Mom. She's a really independent person.
Yeah, Gina doesn't really seem like the independent type.
No.
Yeah, being a freelance photographer and traveling all over the world alone is a sign of a real dependent personality.
At the river.
Sometimes he'll just go into the woods for like a year. He says it helps him think.
Yeah, Dad doesn't take clean clothes or anything. He says the experience needs to be pure, and he'll only eat what he can kill with his bare hands. You know, when he comes back, he smells really bad, and he's got a beard so thick, he almost looks like Bigfoot.
Yeah, for a while, we thought he was one of those guys who keeps a stock of guns.
And the Unabomber.
Back with Bridget.
Well, would you ever want to marry someone like that?
Oh, sweetie. Look, if I ever wanted to get married again, you'll be the first to know. Okay? Yeah, maybe the second.
I was just thinking because I think she's going to marry Steven. You see the way she looks at him, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
As the kids carry away firewood, Jesse stares after them.
Well?
He grabs a few pieces of wood.
Your mom's a big girl. She deserves to be happy.
Yeah, she does.
Later, the kids confer.
You told him what?
That Mom broke up with Steven.
Yeah, but she also told us not to tell Dad. Which means she did it because she still loves him.
Wait a minute, how does that give us permission to lie?
Oh, come on, Sam. What Dad doesn't know won't hurt him. Anyways, all's fair in love and war.
In the den, Jesse sits next to Gina.
So I'm hiking along with these guys. They're from San Diego. I'd done a hike with them, I don't know, about 4 years before that. And it was July, right? And they're hiking along and...
Gina stares at his stocking feet.
And in tank tops and t-shirts. I mean, they have absolutely no idea that it goes below freezing after dark. Why are you staring at my feet?
I'm not.
Now Jesse storms into a bedroom with one bare foot.
Okay, whose idea was it to tell Gina that I had 12 toes?
Sam, I told you not to use that one.
Yeah, but Kyle's dad has 6 toes on his left foot. I mean, it's not like it's not possible. No,
okay, that is the stupidest thing I wanted.
Okay, hey! I know what you're trying to do here, so stop it, okay? I thought you guys liked Gina.
Each of his kids bashfully looks up at him.
All right, it doesn't matter. Since I'm being undermined in my own home, I'm going to make it up to her, and I'm going to take her to the Lancaster for the weekend. I didn't need your interference before, and I certainly don't need it now.
Bridget glares at Sam.
Good one, Sam. You're 12 toes.
Now Susanna smiles across the restaurant as she delivers 2 glasses of wine.
Your waiter, I'll be right with you.
Hi, guys. You hungry? Mm-hmm.
We're a little busy today, yeah. So why don't you just...
I think there's a table.
Yeah, just open up over
there. Okay. I can't join you today, though. Sorry.
That's okay.
As the kids sit down at a table, Jesse stares intently at Susanna. He follows her to the back of the crowded restaurant.
Sus.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know you're crazy right now. I gotta know this.
He grins.
Is it you?
Is what me?
Susanna, 2 glasses of Chardonnay, table 7.
Okay. It's busy. Forget it.
No. What? What's the matter?
The kids are just messing around. It's all right. While I have you, though, could you take them this weekend? Gina and I were gonna spend some time, you know, alone together.
So. Oh.
Yeah, she read about the Lancaster Hotel in some tour book, though, so she got her heart set on going there.
Frowning, Susanna searches Jesse's eyes.
Yeah. I can take the kids.
She walks away from him.
Susanna, we're out of mushrooms for the special. What should we do?
As she storms out the back door, Josie puts down an order.
What did I do?
The chef holds up her index finger and heads outside. Susanna sits with her eyes closed and her head pressed to her folded hands.
Okay, cough it up. What's bugging you?
Jesse's taking Gina to the Lancaster.
So? They have been dating for a while, you know.
You don't understand. The Lancaster is where we were supposed to go 2 years ago on our anniversary. I had this beautiful romantic trip to the city planned, and then he just canceled at the last minute. He had to lead some big corporate retreat. You know, when this whole thing started with the magazine, I thought it was kind of funny. And then I got curious, so I wrote him a letter.
Josie removes a piece of gum from her mouth and sticks it to the back alley steps. With a warm smile, she approaches her friend and sits by her.
Well, You're jealous, honey. You're the only woman Jesse's been interested in for a very long time. This was inevitable. Now you gotta just figure out if it's because you don't want to see him with anyone else. Or you really want him back for yourself.
As Susanna stares solemnly at the ground, Josie puts her arm around her.
I better get back in there.
Josie gets up and heads back in. Susanna lifts her sorrowful eyes and lets out a sigh. Now at an elegant restaurant, Jesse and Gina sway together with other couples on a dance floor.
This is amazing. Now, apparently this guy, Jacob Lancaster, made his fortune in gold at the turn of the century, and he built this to lure his fiancée away from New York City.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Indeed it did. They were together for 43 years, blissfully.
Jesse bites his lower lip.
Do you realize that tonight is our one-month anniversary? I don't know if you intended that or not. Selfless.
Wrinkling his brow, Jesse looks at Gina. His gaze grows agitated and he bows his head. Jesse sucks in his lips and shakes his head. He leads Gina off the dance floor and seats her at a table. As he looks away, Gina studies his troubled face.
I kind of did a bad thing.
Gina listens closely.
Not intentionally or anything. I just don't think I'm really going to be able to enjoy being here.
Am I the part that you're not enjoying?
No, it's not that.
Jesse, I know that you like me. Maybe you're just not ready for this.
What? It takes time.
I think you know I'm willing to put that time in. Or we could just be friends. I kind of want to know now.
As Jesse closes his eyes and drops his head, Gina glowers.
Maybe we should cut this weekend short.
Jesse swallows. At the house, Susanna watches TV with the kids. She leans her head on her fist and takes a deep breath.
So, Mom, you thinking about Dad?
I wasn't until now.
You sure?
She knits her brow.
Yeah, I'm sure. Why?
Mom, we know it was you.
Susanna stares at Sam.
You know what was me?
The letters.
What letters?
To Dad.
From Sarah.
Susanna takes a deep breath. Bridget creases her lips together, then turns off the TV.
Mom, I read the letters in your computer, and I followed you the other day to the cafe.
Susanna gazes off distantly. A goofy smirk on her face turns into an embarrassed smile.
Okay. I wrote your dad some letters.
You still love him, don't you?
Yes. Of course I still love him. He's your father.
Hannah eyes her mother.
You know what we mean, Mom.
Susanna purses her lips.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
As she shakes her head, Sam glances at Bridget.
But you know what? Your dad and I could not make our lives compatible before. So what makes you think it's going to be any different this time?
Gina's willing to give up her job.
Now on a trail with tourists.
You know, that river down there supplies some of the drinking water for Anchorage.
Yeah, that's something Suze could never do.
Could never do. Jess, she did it for 15 years while you were off blazing trails and rafting and fishing.
She's the one who left our marriage, Bert.
Yeah, well, you're the one that didn't give her much of a choice. When you get down there, throw away that fancy bottled water and fill up with it. That's the best you'll ever taste.
We tried to talk, but we just always messed it up.
Maybe you should have written it down.
As Bert trudges ahead, Jesse slows his pace, then wearily tips his ball cap.
These letters are from Suze.
Now in Jesse's cabin.
You read that part about following your dream. Susanna's the only one who's ever understood me like that.
I don't know, maybe you're right.
Why would she lie about it? She hates lying. And why did she stand me up at the restaurant?
Could be she checked it out. That'd be perfectly understandable.
I don't know. I think she just wanted to mess with my head. What if she's the one that tried to get the kids to break up me and Gina?
Paul, give me a break. Your kids don't need any help to think up stupid ideas.
Jesse nods.
That's true.
He tosses the letter aside and rubs his eyes.
God, I don't know, Bert.
I think maybe I just need to sit down face to face with her and have a chat with her, you know?
Face to face? The two of you?
Bert grits his teeth. Jesse stares at him.
Well, it's worth a shot.
Now at a cafe, Jesse and Susanna smile over a table for two.
Oh, so listen to this. Bridget wants to become a vegetarian now.
I know. I heard.
Yeah, I think that's Derek's influence.
Oh, she's going to be so crushed when he goes back home.
Maybe not.
What?
I invited him back next summer to work for me if he wants.
Are you crazy?
I don't know. He's a good kid.
A dark-haired man approaches.
Was everything good or what?
Oh, it's fabulous.
Lovely, thank you.
Now, that's what I like to hear.
The owner kisses Susanna's cheek.
You sound like an angel. I tell you, I must have done something wrong. You know the last time I seen you two in here? When your youngster was still a toddler.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding you. You two enjoy yourself, huh? I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
As the owner leaves them, Susanna smiles at Jesse.
So, you wanted to talk to me about something?
Yeah, actually.
Jesse puts down a breadstick and lowers his eyes. Susanna gazes intently.
Remember we used to have those long talks in school? About the chances of meeting your true love in college and the chances of there being only one?
Yes. And we also logically came to the conclusion that there couldn't possibly be just one right person for you.
You still believe that?
Susanna peers into Jesse's clear blue eyes.
Well, we better believe it. Otherwise, we'll end up pretty lonely.
Her dark brown eyes fixed on him, Susanna forces a smile.
So listen, I want to read you something. I've been getting these letters. It's going to sound like one of those stupid things in those romance novels my mom used to read. There.
He reaches into his hip pocket.
These letters are from this woman that, she just seems to get me, somehow. Here, where's that part?
He peruses a letter. Yeah.
When you said I may not be making a fortune, but I'm living my dream every day, it made me wonder if maybe I give up on my dream too quickly.
Susanna gazes wistfully.
I don't really know how these things...
Susanna watches him tensely. As Jesse folds the letter and pockets it, he looks into her eyes. Her fingers laced together, she covers her lips. Jesse glances to his wine glass, then lifts it.
Second chances.
Susanna smiles and raises her glass. They drink. Later, as they ascend her porch stairs, Susanna wears Jesse's suede jacket draped over her shoulders. They smile at each other. They stop at Susanna's front door and face each other.
You have a plane to catch?
Yeah, it's okay. I know the pilot.
As Susanna smiles over her shoulder at him, Jesse grins and glances away, then plainly meets her gaze. Jesse starts down the steps.
Night.
As Susanna unlocks her door, Jesse heads off. He stops partway down the stairs, his head and shoulders drooping sheepishly, then climbs the steps back up to the porch. Susanna eyes him with a lingering smile as her gaze locks on his. Jesse smiles slightly. He lowers his head and shrugs shyly with a furrowed brow.
My jacket.
Susanna glances at the coat over her shoulders, grins, and removes it. As she gives it to him, their hands touch, and they linger motionless, holding the jacket between them. Jesse lays his suntanned hand atop hers and caresses her fingers. Susanna peers softly toward him. Jesse looks up and discovers her wistful gaze. Susanna's head sways invitingly. Jesse takes her in his arms, and she returns the kiss with eager passion. Now, beside a frothy river flowing over boulders, Derek sits with Bridget.
Isn't the sky gorgeous?
Yeah. In L.A., you can't see the sky. The city just has this pink haze over it at night.
Why pink?
I don't know.
Bridget eyes the coursing river.
How about every night at 9:30, we'll both go outside and we'll look at the moon, and then we're thinking about each other.
Derek smiles.
Bridge for a girl who struggles every day to look cool. That was pretty dorky. Why don't we just use the internet?
Okay. Derek puts his arm around Bridget's shoulder and draws her toward him. She nestles her head against his chest. Now bedroom curtains hang nearly drawn shut. In a wrought iron bed, Susanna sleeps with her cheek on a pillow and Jesse's arm draped over her bare back. They face each other with their eyes closed. Outside, their children, along with Bert and Derek, head through the picket fence gate and up the porch stairs. In bed, Susanna looks up with a start. Bridget opens the door and leads the others inside.
Mom, we're home. Mom?
Wake up. Jesse bangs his head on the bed frame.
Shut up.
Mom? It's 10 o'clock. Mom, so busted if she's not up yet.
Sam runs upstairs.
What do we do?
I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't.
What am I supposed to do?
Sam charges in through one door, Bridget and Hannah through the other.
Here we go.
The kids stare at their parents, then swap wide-eyed glances.
Dad?
Hey.
Bert and Derek enter behind Sam.
We're gonna go get some donuts.
No, honey. You don't.
It's okay.
I told you guys.
Mom, Dad, are you really back together?
As Hannah beams, Jesse mouths unfound words. The parents eye each other frankly. As a smile spreads across Jesse's lips, Susanna cracks a grin, and the kids leap onto the bed. Derek nods and trades a broad smile with Bert.
I can't believe this.
Well, I knew this was going to happen. Ever since Jesse told me he couldn't sleep because you stayed up all night reading your letters.
My letters?
Her smile fades.
What?
Susanna eyes Jesse.
You knew last night those letters were from me?
No. No, it's not like that.
What, did you just want to make me squirm?
Okay,
is that what's going on? What, for your personal entertainment?
Listen,
what was
wait a minute,
then?
You're the one writing letters and putting somebody else's name on the bottom. You're the only one getting to play games? Sus, come on, give me a break here.
I think you should leave.
Sus.
Now!
Sus.
Now!
Mom, please.
Mom, please.
No!
Everybody needs to get out of this room, and you need to get dressed. I want everybody out!
With long faces, her children obediently get off the bed and head for the door. Jesse gapes at Susanna. She glares, then covers her eyes. At the airport, Jesse takes a bag from atop his 4x4.
Yes. No, I'm not talking to you.
How was I supposed to know you hadn't
told
me?
No. You just don't offer up random information in a situation like that. I had things under control.
This is ridiculous. You're both adults. You want to...
Meanwhile...
I'm just so angry.
I don't see what the problem is.
The problem is he lied.
Yeah, well, so did you, Sarah.
Jesse grins gleefully.
Which side are you on?
Oh, you two. You're both acting like second graders. Neither one of you wants to blink first in this stupid little game you're playing, do you?
Susanna shakes her head.
What do you suggest I do? What do you want to do?
At the airport, Bridget hugs Derek.
Okay, come on, Derek. We gotta go.
Bert shuts the vehicle's door and hands Derek his bag.
I'll meet you inside.
Thanks, bro.
Bert faces Jesse.
Jesse.
Jesse stops and eyes the old man irritably.
This isn't exactly the way I planned to tell you this. But I'm thinking of retiring and moving Ellen and me into town. Maybe you should sell the ranch and do the same thing. It would be easier to run your business from Anchorage.
Sell the ranch? Give up the dream I've worked for my entire life?
You want your wife back?
Bert heads inside. Now at the restaurant, as Susanna puts on her coat, her employees leave.
Okay, honey, I'll see you tomorrow.
As the door swings shut, Susanna glances around the restaurant. Stepping toward the dining room, she tugs down on the lapels of her coat, then shoves her hands into its pockets. She gazes wistfully toward the booths and tables. On each, a small shaded lamp, a bud vase, and place settings rest on colorful tablecloths. Susanna removes keys from her pocket and exits the empty establishment. Now fly fishing between looming mountains, Jesse swings the rod and casts his line. Jesse glances around the verdant hills, then whips his line overhead and casts it out again. Now in Susanna's backyard, Sam and Hannah knock a ball back and forth with hockey sticks. Bridget approaches.
Hey, If any of you are interested, I've got an idea to get Mom and Dad back together.
Yeah, like putting an article of Dad in a personals magazine?
Give it up, Bridge. We tried.
No, they want this, and you know it.
Sam glances wearily at his sister.
All right, what were you thinking?
Okay, we can make a world where they can both be happy. You know that service road they've been building forever? Well, it's done.
I didn't think they'd ever finish that.
Well, now you don't have to fly all the way out there, and it's only like a 70-minute drive from Anchorage. It's still remote enough for Dad, but not so far out of the city that Mom's gonna go crazy.
Bridget's gaze darts intently.
So what do you think?
Now in a tree fort by the lodge.
I think this could really work this time.
Yeah, I think I've heard that from you before. I mean, whenever we do what you tell us, we get grounded.
Yeah, and Mom and Dad still end up mad at each other.
We're fine then, we'll get grounded. Because I can tell, all Mom and Dad need is a push, a solution.
Later, Bert trims vines on a trellis.
Don't you kids think you've done enough already?
Yeah, your parents have been pretty patient up until now, but I think they're reaching the breaking point.
Come on, we can't stop when we're ahead.
But she's right, they're back together. They just don't know that they're back together. Even if your idea could work, how could you get two people that stubborn to sit down and talk?
As Ellen crosses the porch, the kids slow their pace.
Good point.
At the restaurant.
I gotta go, the kids called. There's some emergency at the ranch. I don't know who I'm gonna get to fly me this late.
Oh, well,
take the new road. It's finally open.
At the lodge, the kids rearrange furniture.
Yeah, over there. All right. Hurry up with that letter, Hannah.
A handwritten card reads, please sign our guest book.
Hannah, could you grab a handful of dessert?
As Hannah helps Ellen spread a tablecloth, Bert mops the floor.
Got that floor coming, Bert?
Oh, it's a thing of beauty.
Sam rounds past a totem pole to the kitchen and sets two candlesticks on a room divider. Bridget puts flowers on a windowsill.
Mr. Spots.
Bert glances up as he mops. Now a silver SUV drives a narrow road lined with trees. Meanwhile, Jesse's plane flies alongside a snow-patched mountainside. Now Susanna parks her SUV beside ferns and wild flowers and hastily unfastens her seatbelt. She strides purposefully across the yard, then glances ahead and slows her pace. A wooden arrow reading, Cabins, points toward the lodge. With a puzzled smile, Susanna sees a rustic sign hanging over the porch. Stanton Ranch Bed and Breakfast. Bert saunters out wearing a tuxedo.
Don't say a word.
Susanna gives the maitre d' a bemused once-over and goes inside. The table is set for a candlelight dinner, and Bridget stands primly at a log archway, smiling graciously at her mother.
Welcome to the Stanton Ranch B&B, where you can leave all your worldly cares at the door.
Oh, my worldly cares, huh?
She read it in the book. We thought it was kind of catchy.
As Sam shrugs, Susanna grins.
You know, I think what you guys are doing is really special.
Please step into our parlor room, where guests can mingle and relax, or simply read a book. Oh, and don't forget to sign our guest book.
And come into our dining room, where guests can enjoy a delectable, delicious, and elegant meal.
Prepared, of course, by our master chef, Hannah.
Hannah brings grapes and cheese.
Dinner will be served in 10 minutes. Would you like some freshly prepared appetizers?
She offers a cheese cube.
Try one.
Susanna kisses her daughter's forehead.
And if you'll join us upstairs to the guest rooms?
Upstairs, a crayon poster on a door shows a bear in paw print and reads, Kodiak Suite. A plate of cookies is labeled, Help Yourself.
This is the Kodiak Suite.
Sam shows a drawing on another door.
This is our Alpine Suite.
And this is the New Dawn Suite, our finest accommodation.
They enter the master bedroom. An apple rests on the tidy bedspread, and a candle burns on a desk. Taking in the presentation, Susanna sits on the log-framed bed. Later, downstairs, they sit at a table.
So can you picture it? And now that you can use the road, people can come from all over. And, I mean, a bed and breakfast would be great for Dad's business. And, Mom, think about the restaurant you can make with the romantic setting.
They face the door. Jesse enters. He halts in the entryway.
What's going on?
He eyes Susanna and the kids warily.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Jesse flashes a nervous smile.
The kids seem to think that we could turn this place into a full-service B&B.
Jesse takes in Susanna's apprehensive face.
Together.
His gaze shifts over his family, and he cocks his head thoughtfully.
Why don't we go and swing on the swings?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm
Sam, let's go swing on the swings.
Hey, ow, jeez.
Hi, Dad.
Bridget drags Sam out of his chair and pushes him toward the door. Jesse furrows his brow, glances after his exiting kids, then nods thoughtfully.
B&B, huh?
He smiles and shrugs. Susanna eyes him anxiously.
Well, it would take more than this. We'd need some renovation money.
Susanna cocks her head, nods, and gets to her feet.
Well, the restaurant, well, it's worth quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good year. I've been able to squirrel some away.
Jesse licks his lips and nods. Susanna lowers her gaze, then lifts it, eyeing Jesse coyly.
What do you think?
Susanna looks into her ex-husband's eyes and sways slightly on her feet.
How's Gina?
Well, she got back from a trip, and she dumped me. She was too perky, anyway.
Susanna smiles slightly. Jesse steps closer.
How's Sebastian?
We actually... we broke up a couple weeks ago. Because he was too...
They peer into each other's eyes.
He wasn't you.
Jesse's enrapt gaze stays on Susanna.
I love you.
Well, that's a relief. I love you too.
They kiss. Now on the lawn, a tiered cake crowned with a pink rose sits amid wine glasses, balloons, and flowers.
We are gathered today in the presence of family and friends to join in holy matrimony, Susanna and Jesse. Marriage is a sacred union. It is truly a journey. Jesse, do you take Susanna to love, honor, and cherish forever?
I do.
Susanna, do you take Jesse to love, honor, and cherish forever?
Yeah, I do.
By the power vested in me by the state of Alaska, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Again.
The newlyweds kiss, and their children applaud along with Bert, Ellen, and Josie. The ponytailed minister grins. As they all congratulate Jesse and Susanna, a handsome wooden sign comes into view. Stanton Ranch Bed and Breakfast. Susanna, Jesse, Bridget, Sam, and Hannah Stanton welcome you. Fade to black. Executive producers Joan Barnett, Jack Grossbart.